This morning, while I was getting ready, just pondering some of the things that have happened, especially this week, just going, dear God.
Really, something happened?
Yeah. And the Lord brought to me the story of Job. So we're going to look at Job just for a little bit here. There was a man in the land of Uz. His name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 of she-asses, and a very great household. So that this man was the greatest of all the men of the east. And his sons went and feasted in their houses, every one his day, and sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning, and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually. Now, a lot of people say Job had fear, blah, blah, blah. But the Lord said he was perfect. Okay? Now, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. Satan also came among them, and the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, from walking up and down in it. Sounds like the four horsemen, doesn't it? In the book of Zechariah 6, 1 through 6, and in the book of Revelation 6, 1 through 6, the spirits that walk to and fro influence the earth, north, south, east, and west. The Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? And Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for naught? Hast thou not made an hedge about him, and about his house, and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thine hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thy power, only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. And there was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the asses feeding beside them, and the Sabaeans fell upon them, took them all away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the sword of the edge of the sword, and I am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the fire of God has fallen from heaven and hath burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, the Chaldeans made out 3 bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. Behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the 4 corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men. And they are dead. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshipped and said, naked came I out of my mother's womb. Naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And all this Job sinned not nor charged God foolishly. Again there came a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said unto Satan, from whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, from walking up and down in it. The Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil, and still he holds fast his integrity? Although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause. And Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin, yea, all that a man hath, he will give for his life. But put forth thine hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, he is in thine hand, but save his life. So went Satan forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot unto his crown. And he took him a potsherd to scrape himself withal, and he sat down among the elders. Then said his wife unto him, Dost thou still retain thine integrity? Curse God and die. But he said unto her, Thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? Did not Job sin with his lips? All right, then his three friends showed up. You could say this was his social media here. And what did they do? They accused Job. I'm not going to read all the chapters. It's lengthy. But they accused him day and night. Isn't that what social media would say? Well, you're being judged by God. You must have done something wrong. Yeah. Oh, it's the judgment of God. I've heard that till I feel like I'm gonna. Not on the righteous, it isn't. All right. Let's skip to the end. Now, God shows up on the scene, and he corrects Job a little bit, but he mainly corrects his friends. And then he says this, and the Lord turned the captive. This is chapter 42. I said the end. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Then came there unto him all his brethren and all his sisters and all they that had been of his acquaintance before and did eat bread with him in his house. And they bemoaned him and comforted him over all the evil that the Lord had brought upon him, which the Lord didn't bring anything upon him. It's all the devil. Every man also gave him a piece of money and every one an earring of gold. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning, for he had 14,000 sheep and 6,000 camels and 1,000 yoke of oxen and 1,000 she asses. He also, you know, asses were like Cadillacs. He had also 7 sons and 3 daughters. He called the name of the first Jemima, and the name of the second Keziah, and the name of the third Karen, Hapuk. And in the land were no women found so fair as the daughters of Job, and their father gave them inheritance among their brethren. After this, Job lived 140 years and saw his sons and his sons' sons, even 4 generations. So Job died being old and full of days. So what the devil did to Job, God turned it around. And he received double for his trouble. And there's a scripture, I think it's in Peter, if you know where it is, about the manifold temptations. Do you know where that is? Is it Peter? See if I can find it here. Well, I'm thinking about the one that says manifold temptation. Well, I'll read this one. This fits too. This is 1 Peter 4:12. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fire trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. Anyway, Peter exhorts people about, though for a time you are going through manifold temptations.
1 Peter 1:6.
Okay, 1 Peter 1:6. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptation. That the trial of your faith, being more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. So what the Lord said to me, he said, take heart, it's only a season. And this is the end results. Blessings. Blessings. So don't take on yourself, what am I doing wrong? The Lord's not one that hides anything like that. If there's something wrong, you know, something's itching at you down in there, you know that you need to correct. But if something hammers you, you know who that is. That's the accuser of the brethren. So just realize there is a blessing at the end of this season. And Lord wanted y'all to know that today.